It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Today is Wednesday, November 3rd. We have new updates about some closely watched state and local elections around the country and what they could mean for both Democrats and Republicans. Also, a young NFL star is now facing a serious criminal charge and was just kicked off the Las Vegas Raiders team. We'll tell you what happened. Plus, another big shift for Facebook. The app is now promising to delete face scan data for 1 billion users. Netflix launched a new gaming lineup. And an upset at the World Series. The team that wasn't even expected to make it there won it all. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. With 1 year left until the crucial midterm elections, it looks like Republicans have some momentum and Democrats have some lessons to learn. In yesterday's statewide and local elections, the GOP secured big wins. The most notable one? Republican Glenn Youngkin was elected governor of Virginia. This even though for years now, Virginia has been trending more and more blue. On top of that, Youngkin was a political newcomer, and he was up against Democrat Terry McAuliffe, who had already been governor before. But Youngkin also had the backing of a lot of big-name Republicans around the country, including former President Trump. About 300 miles north, the race for New Jersey's governor turned out to be a lot closer than analysts expected. The Democratic incumbent, Governor Phil Murphy, had a comfortable lead in the polls. But as of this morning, he and his Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, were locked in a neck-and-neck battle. The race is still too close to call, since election officials are still counting votes, mostly from mail-in ballots. Meanwhile, a couple of new mayors are making history. Democrat and retired police captain Eric Adams was elected as only the second Black mayor in the history of New York City. Another Democrat and retired police officer, Ed Gainey, will be Pittsburgh's first Black mayor. And a third Democrat, Michelle Wu, was chosen as Boston's next mayor, making her the first woman and first person of color to ever be elected to the role. New mayors were also chosen in major cities like Seattle, Detroit, Cleveland, Miami, and more. Remember, a lot of people have also been watching Minneapolis since a test of the defund the police movement was on the ballot there, but voters decided not to overhaul policing in the city. To find more election results, you can check your state or county's election website. A young NFL star is now facing felony criminal charges because of a deadly car crash. Las Vegas Raiders player Henry Ruggs was arrested yesterday for a DUI. Police say he slammed his Corvette into the back of a Toyota at around 3:30 in the morning. The Toyota went up in flames, and the 23-year-old woman who was behind the wheel was not able to get out. Sadly, she and her dog died. Ruggs and a woman who was in the car with him were hurt, but they are expected to be okay. Authorities say before the crash, Ruggs was speeding, and when they got there, police say he seemed to be under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So now he's in jail and is set to go to his first court hearing this morning. If Ruggs is found guilty, he could spend up to 26 years in prison. As for his NFL career, well, the Raiders tweeted last night that they released him from the team, meaning he was fired. Ruggs' lawyers say they're investigating the crash as well, and they ask everyone to, quote, reserve judgment until all the facts are gathered. To be continued. World leaders are making more big promises at the COP26 climate conference. For starters, more than 100 countries signed on to the Global Methane Pledge that says they'll lower methane emissions around the world by 30% in just the next 9 years. Remember, President Biden already promised the U.S. would do its part by cracking down on oil and gas companies. There was also a big commitment to reverse deforestation. More than 100 world leaders who represent more than 85% of the world's forests promised to protect and restore those forests. 12 of those countries, including the U.S., promised to spend billions of dollars on that effort. That's key to addressing climate change, since conservation groups say forests absorb one-third of carbon dioxide released from fossil fuels each year. Still, the major goal of COP26 has not been reached, at least not yet. The United Nations wants to see concrete plans for the world to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2050. Or in other words, by then, it wants the amount of greenhouse gases put into the atmosphere to equal the amount taken out. Stay tuned. Elementary school children can start getting their COVID-19 shots this week. The CDC gave the thumbs up for a kid-sized version of Pfizer's vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. That marked the final step in the authorization process, and it clears the way for the shots to be available as soon as today. That said, it may still take a few days before the kids' vaccine is widely available. Remember, the Pfizer vaccine is one-third the size of an adult dose. But like the adult one, it's given in two shots 3 weeks apart. The lower dose was picked as a way to minimize side effects and still produce strong immunity for kids. CDC advisors made a unanimous decision to recommend the shots to young kids. A lot of their discussion yesterday was about rare heart-related side effects that have happened in teens and young adults who got adult-sized doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. A cardiologist told CDC advisors that so far, no one who got the condition after getting vaccinated has died from it. It usually clears up after a few weeks or months. He also said the risk is likely even lower for younger kids than teens, and that getting a COVID-19 infection is more likely to trigger the condition than the vaccine. The shots will be available in pediatricians and family doctors' offices, as well as community centers, pharmacies, and more. Some school districts have already scheduled vaccination drives before the Thanksgiving holiday. More news just ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Ritual. Do you think you're getting all the nutrients you need in your diet? Research shows probably not. That's why I love knowing I'm supporting my health by taking Ritual vitamins every day, which, by the way, have research to back them up. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, for example, was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. And Ritual has a vitamin specifically designed for everyone, women, pregnant women, men, and even kids. I trust Ritual enough that I've been taking their vitamins so long that I've needed three different versions of it. I've taken the women's multivitamin, the prenatal vitamin, and now the postnatal vitamin. I love that I can trust the traceable, non-GMO, vegan-friendly ingredients as well. So whichever Ritual vitamin is right for you, try it. Because Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. The U.S. government does not want the world's largest book publisher to buy one of its biggest rivals. So the Justice Department is suing to try and block the merger. Penguin Random House bought Simon & Schuster last year in a deal worth more than $2 billion. But the Justice Department's new lawsuit says the merger would give one company unprecedented control and influence over which books are published in the U.S. and how much authors are paid. Basically, it says less competition would lead to fewer books and a smaller variety of books and make it harder for authors to make a living. The publishing companies disagree, though, and they plan to fight the lawsuit in court. They say their deal will actually make publishing more efficient so books can become more widely available. Penguin Random House is already the biggest publisher in the world, and the 96-year-old Simon & Schuster, which is currently owned by Viacom CBS, is the third largest in the U.S. Zillow is quitting the home flipping business and laying off a quarter of its staff along the way. Of course, Zillow is a digital real estate company. It's best known for publishing real estate listings online and estimating home values. But a major part of its business is to quickly buy, renovate, and then sell houses. While the Wall Street Journal says home flipping was Zillow's largest source of revenue, it never actually turned a profit. In fact, it's caused the company huge losses. Zillow CEO now says, quote, "The unpredictability in forecasting home prices far exceeds what we anticipated." It's a big shift for one of the internet's biggest face scanning systems. Facebook now says it'll shut down its facial recognition system, and that means deleting the face scan data of more than 1 billion people. So, for example, people who have opted in will no longer be automatically recognized or tagged in photos and videos in the app. It's been using face recognition since 2010, and since then, this type of tech has been used in airports, schools, for police investigations, and more. But remember, some researchers and privacy advocates have worried about this technology. They say the facial recognition systems are less accurate for people with darker skin. So now Facebook and its rebranded parent company Meta don't think the technology is worthwhile anymore, pointing to what the company called growing societal concerns. It also says there aren't enough clear rules from government regulators just yet. Video games are now on Netflix, sort of. Netflix just released a games tab on its app for Android smartphones and tablets. You have to be a Netflix subscriber to play, but you don't have to pay any extra fees or buy anything within the app. For now, there's only 5 games available, and 2 of them are based on the popular Netflix original series, Stranger Things. But more are expected to come out soon, since Netflix recently acquired the game developer, Night School Studio. Netflix also says it plans to roll out games for Apple devices in the next few months. Atlanta baseball fans have reason to celebrate this morning. For the first time since 1995, the Braves are World Series champions. They beat the Houston Astros 7-0 last night in Game 6. A lot has changed since 1995, though. Back then, they had a collection of superstar pitchers and a Hall of Fame manager. This year, they weren't even expected to make the World Series, let alone win it. They won just 88 games during the regular season, the fewest of all the playoff teams. On top of that, two of the Braves' best players were sidelined with injuries. But the rest of the team rallied together to secure the win in Houston. And now they head back to Atlanta. A championship parade will happen soon. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about the biggest change to Microsoft Office in decades. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, BetterHelp. Before I started The Newsworthy, I worked for more than a decade in traditional TV news, and I saw a lot of sad stuff in person every day. It's a big part of why I left and started this podcast, not only for myself, but also for others who felt bombarded by too much sad, alarming news. And I realized if we're not careful, any stress that we face in our lives repeatedly can lead to unnecessary anxiety. But thanks to therapy, it doesn't have to. And BetterHelp offers professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist in a safe and private online environment, so you can connect from the comfort of your home. BetterHelp's counselors specialize in a variety of areas, including stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, grief, self-esteem, and more. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Work Wednesday. Microsoft announced a new program for its Microsoft Office. You know how Microsoft bundles Word, Excel, and more? Well, soon, that'll also come with something called Microsoft Loop. It's meant to give people a way to collaborate in real time. As one company executive said, this is most important for hybrid workplaces, where workers are no longer in an office altogether. And reports say it's in response to other productivity software growing in popularity, like one called Notion. Loop has three main elements. One, components, which are smaller documents that can be easily shared and updated in real time. Two, pages. The Verge describes this as a modern-day whiteboard, but even more powerful. And three, workspaces, basically the shared hub or project board. Loop features are coming to some of Microsoft's other programs, including Teams, Outlook, and OneNote this month. Then a preview of the full app is set to be available in the first half of next year. Also from Microsoft, it's getting into the metaverse race, as in virtual spaces and experiences. Yep, this comes just days after Facebook rebranded the corporate company to Meta. Microsoft Teams will get new 3D avatars, so you can have an animated version of yourself on a video call if you don't feel like turning the camera on. It's part of what Microsoft calls Mesh for Teams. The company's Mesh platform will also have other shared experiences using virtual and augmented reality. All right, thank you so much for listening today, for sharing the show, and joining us right here as part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.